up with.
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We've been very excited to talk to this guy all morning because Married at First Sight, it's all anyone has been speaking about for the last 25 episodes worth.
What a series it has been. Woof.
It's been crazy. Nick, he's been paired up with Sorrel and he joins us now. Morning, Nick.
G'day, guys. How you going?
So good, mate. I'm so happy we've got you on. I have 1 million questions for you. So how long have you got?
Ask your first one about the Pringles.
Oh, first things first, Nick. We just tried the mystery Pringle flavour on air. Have you tried it yet?
I haven't actually. What did you say? Shanghai something?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I reckon Shanghai dumpling.
Shanghai dumplings? Why does it have to be from Shanghai? Or
well, you know those dumplings with the soup inside? That's what I'm getting a soupy kind of flavour to it.
I think it's a smoky pork ribs with a bit of cheddar cheese on the sides. A bit random, Nick, but that's how it tastes. So. More important things to talk to you about. Last night's episode, wow, you went back to Sorrel's house, the brother. How is he in person? Is he as intimidating as he comes across on TV?
Well, being 5'2" is not very intimidating to start with, but he's just respecting his sister. He's looking out for her. He's looking out for what's best for her and the family. So, you know, you got to respect that. But, yeah, it's just hard when he hasn't seen everything that's been going on.
Yeah, he doesn't see what a sweet but psycho she is, the song we just played. Sorrel, his brother, surely, though, everything we see on TV, is it just how it is on the show, or is it completely different things in real life? Because I'm just picturing the confrontation you had, but then with the camera crew around, like I'd find it hard not to laugh, Nick.
It is what it is. People are saying those things and doing what they want to do. Everyone's got a choice on the show. No one's forced to say anything or forced to do anything. So if he wants to be the tough guy brother, then that's him. You know, he was like that at the wedding and he hasn't changed. So
have you ever had to deal with that with a former partner before? Like there's family getting involved?
No, I haven't, thankfully. Like I've been a pretty likable person, I think. So, I wouldn't want to get into those positions. So I wouldn't, do anything wrong. I try not to. And it was really confrontational. Like I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. I just smiled. I was like, did this just really happen?
Yeah.
I'm an older brother myself, Nick. I've got two younger sisters and I'm very, very protective over them. But I look at that relationship and there's another one on the show as well. And I think that the brother sister are a little bit too close for comfort.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating anything, but did you ever get weird vibes? Like, oh, come on, I get you're protective, but this is a bit too much. Or is that how they edit it on TV?
No, nothing incestuous, definitely not. But
glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, just being a protective brother, maybe too protective, I don't know.
Oh, Josiah, you're on fire this morning. Hey, can I ask you a question? Right, so you know how Jessica came on to you at one stage? She, said that she was keen on you and you shut her down. I was so proud of you, firstly, for shutting her down. And I said to my housemate, because we saw on TV, we saw her propositioning you, and then there was the dramatic pause as it went to an ad break. In that ad break, my housemate and I were saying, if he says no to this right now, when he finishes this show, even if it doesn't work out with Sorrel, he will have access to any girl in Australia.
Oh, including Jess most likely as well.
All you got to do is be a stand-up guy right now and girls will swoon for you. Did that cross your mind at all? When she propositioned you, did you think to yourself, all right, I'm on national telly here. Even if you were keen, was there any doubt in your mind that you were going to say, yeah, all right, I'm keen?
No, I was never, ever going to say I'm keen. Like, regardless if it's on national TV, we're in this experiment. We're trying to find love, trying to find our soulmate. And, it's a marriage. You can't just go in there and change halfway when it's, not switch sides at halftime. I definitely wasn't going to do anything silly. And especially not on national TV. You're right. Some of the things that people have said and done, it's just like, are you thinking before you act?
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Seems like you're the only one on that show who has had that thought process.
Ellie's hit the nail on the coffin though, Nick, when she says you are. Oh, whatever. It is on the head, the coffin. It's all the same thing. I'm on fire today, Nick. My goodness.
God.
Like The Bachelor, for example, when you come second, runner-up, you're basically the most famous single person in Australia. So same with Married at First Sight. You come off this show, you're famously single, and you've got at the moment over 80,000 Instagram followers. My goodness, you could be in for an absolute Disneyland field day when this show is all wrapped up, Nick.
it. I don't know. I'm still married, so I'm not even thinking ahead.
But have girls been sliding into your DMs?
Yeah, they're very, very savage, some of these girls. I've been getting a few photos as well. It's pretty full on. You know, usually you hear the guys sending the photos out, but some of these girls, they're pretty ruthless.
Nick, 2 weeks ago I had to take my clothes off. The Sydney Hotshots came to Shepparton. And it was unbelievable to see females at a male strip show. Mate, they are 10 times more thirsty than us guys. Yeah, it's brutal. So I can see exactly why your DMs have been lighting up.
Yeah, it's full on. It's full on. But obviously I'm not looking or replying, so I'm doing the right thing.
Still married. You are a stand-up guy, and I like it. Me and my housemate are very proud of you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No worries at all. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Married at First Sight, it does continue tonight from 7:30 p.m. only on Channel 9. Good luck with Cyrell, Nick, and if it doesn't work out, then good luck with the rest of Australia.
Ellie will slide into your DMs, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll look forward to it.
See you, brother.
See you, buddy.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Desire and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.